All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Tonight there is a Powerball drawing for $501 million. Now, I am not, we've talked about these topics on the air actually quite a bit over the years, various lottos, Mega Millions, Powerball, scratch-offs, whatnot. And Scott, I guess the Mega Millions, correct me if I'm wrong, Kang, you help me out as well. Mega Millions went up to $5 per ticket in April?
Yes, right? April.
But is Powerball still $2 a ticket?
As of right now.
Is it? Okay. Gator, have you bought your Powerball tickets? $501 million.
Not yet. I did see that it jumped past that $500 million mark, which I expected because I saw that it was when I drove down to the Tigers game on Saturday, I saw that it was like $488 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So half a billion.
Yep.
Okay. You have my attention.
Okay. So after work, is this one of those, is this like a 7 o'clock draw or is this an 11 o'clock draw? Or do we know what time is this draw?
I think they're 11 o'clock.
Are they? Okay.
Not certain.
So are you going to get yourself some tickets?
I might.
Okay.
This is usually, like I said, around the time that you start to get my attention.
Okay. And Kang, what about you? How are you feeling about this? Are you jumping into $501 million?
See, for the $2 one, I'm more likely to. It's the $5 one that I've held off on because I feel like those jackpots jump up quickly now, Gator, right? And otherwise, $500 million ain't what it used to be if it was $5 a ticket. You know, of course, it sounds crazy when I say that out loud.
It does sound crazy when you say it out loud, but I understand. I don't want to spend $5 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was willing to spend $20 on tickets and you get 10 of them.
Yes.
Great. 10 chances.
Cool.
But now four?
Yeah. It doesn't sound as good.
No, and I don't want to spend more.
Okay, so you're now Powerball only?
I guess.
I almost am exclusively. Yeah, until the Mega gets like a billion, you know, then we.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, exactly. Then we dip our toes in there.
Is Powerball the one that's at 500 now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only $2 per ticket.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to jump in today after work, most likely?
I could see myself doing that.
All right. Kang, you as well?
Yeah, they have my attention.
All right. Okay, so we do this every once in a while. What would you buy if you win? I give you various things, and you tell me if this would be on your radar. I'll start with this. This isn't really a what would you buy. But if you win the Powerball, and we all agree, none of us are working anymore, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. You win the Powerball, you quit your job, your first vacation is to where?
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably do something low-key first.
Would you?
So maybe a golf trip with friends and just kind of spring it on them. They don't know. And we'll go out to Pebble Beach.
Okay.
I think
a golf trip to Pebble Beach that you're springing on your friends, I don't know if I'd describe that as low key.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say something like, you know, Red Oaks.
I thought he was going to say, I'm just head up north.
Right.
What does he say? Right. I'm springing for my friends on a golf trip to Pebble Beach. You know, something low key.
You know, something low key. You're right.
Maybe putt putt at CJ Barrymore. Yeah.
I probably didn't phrase that correctly. But yes, I'd probably do.
Okay. Kang, what your first vacation would be?
Ooh. Probably Hawaii.
All right. Just hop on a plane to Hawaii, huh?
First class, baby.
There you go.
It's a long trip, man.
All right, next.
How about a private jet?
I don't know, man. The smaller planes kind of scare me.
All right,
a little
fair
bit.
Enough. I got you.
Private jet would be pretty expensive, though. The jet fuel, I mean, I'm not Floyd Mayweather, man, but I assume that's got
to
be.
I mean, after taxes and all this, you'd have close to $200 million.
I know. It's a big chunk, though, right off the bat. You get a private jet to Hawaii?
It's funny because I have no concept of how much a PJ would cost. Like, I'm completely.
Dude, that's a lot, I think.
I assume it's a lot.
I might just go to CJ Barrymore's. Was
it 50 grand, 100 grand, something like that?
I don't know.
All right, next question. Would you travel with the Tigers, go on a road trip to see them play at all in the last. The end of this season?
Great question. So I'm looking at the schedule. Mm-hmm. I could see them play at Minnesota. You can go to at Oklahoma.
Yep.
Kansas City.
Yep.
New York.
Yep.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland and Boston. You know what I could see myself is I've never been to Boston. To stay in Boston. I was there at the airport for like 20 minutes. But otherwise, I've never been to Boston, and I would like to see Fenway Park.
Okay.
And this way, I could get those cool green monster seats.
Get wherever you want, dude.
Yeah. I'd probably go. I could see that at the end of the season.
Season finale series, you're in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. Gang, you?
Yeah, I'd definitely do Boston. I mean, there's something that could be on the line. The last series of the year, I haven't been to Fenway Park either, Gator. I mean, that's the perfect trip.
Plus, that Friday night game is an Apple TV game, so it's kind of like sticking it to Apple TV.
That you're just going to go?
I'm just going to go.
All right.
Here's a flex.
Rather than get Apple TV, right. Well, he will go to Boston.
Well, the ironic part is I already have Apple TV. Yep.
All right. I think I know what you're going to say on this one, but what skill that you don't have would you take lessons from the best teacher to become a lead at? Spare no expense.
Okay, I know you're thinking I would say guitar lessons, but I can already do that with my good buddy.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, I can already do that with somebody.
You know Clapton?
I know him well. Yeah, we call him Garrett Clapton. Yes. But actually, it would be, and this is going to sound weird, and this is not something you're ready for.
Okay.
I would like to learn how to build things using saws and power tools and stuff like that to do like furniture.
Okay.
I would like to learn from a specialist.
You're right. I did not expect
no,
that.
Like trade work.
Yeah.
Specifically building furniture?
Yeah, I think so. Like wood and wood furniture. So like Ben Napier, who down in Mississippi on the HGTV show Hometown. Like to learn from Ben.
Okay.
I think he's fantastic what he does.
Kang, you spare no expense. Get an expert to teach you how to be great at something. What would it be?
Crypto. I don't understand it. And I feel like I might need to here. Especially if I'm have all this money.
I don't play.
Maybe not something volatile like that.
Hey man, you don't know.
If you go boomer, it's boomer bust.
I don't buy tickets.
I need to know about it. I'm not saying I'm investing.
You just want to know. Okay. Just
want to learn. What's going on, man?
Okay. That's fair.
You know what it sounds like you want to know so you can play defense? Like make sure that you don't get rooked on any deal.
I just need to know more about it, you know?
All right. I don't buy tickets, so I don't play along, but I will say if I did, it'd be surfing. I'd get the perfect beach for a beginner with the perfect gear for a beginner and then work my way up. All right, final one. Lions at Green Bay to open the NFL season. Would you be in a suite in Lambeau Field with your crew if you win the Powerball tonight?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, my cousins are out there, so I could take some family and go out there, yeah.
And you've never been to Lambeau, have you?
I have not. I'm still thinking of going this year.
Oh, you're thinking of going to this game September 7th?
I am.
Nice.
Question is, will I be in a suite? Or
you've got a shot.
Or the press box.
Yep. Can you?
Yeah, that sounds fun. I've never been to Lambeau as well. And what better way to do it, right, than in style?
There you go.
And then when the Lions are good, too.
Would you buy another edition here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket? Coming up, got a lot of feedback coming in on our Tigers. Who won last night, 2-1. Yeah, they won. Not by enough, according to some people. We will get to that today at 11:48. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They are the specialists in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize. They focus on many different areas of the law. Michigan Auto Law has had the largest auto accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Same thing with truck accident settlements, the largest of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Michigan Auto has also been nationally recognized for winning truck accident cases. The Michigan Auto Law Board is certified in truck accident law. They have the only Michigan lawyer voted into the Truck Accident Lawyer Hall of Fame. Michigan Auto Law has also taught over 300 truck accident legal seminars in 26 states. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.